friends, this year should be a special schus for Rabbi Maronimi Rasi Sheyichyu, schus for Chaim Aaron Ben Gila, Moshe Yudah Ben Peshedina, Chiel Ben Shalamis, Ben Yamin Simcha Ben Adina Minya, Shendel Chana Bas Malka, Yitzchak Moshe Ben Malka, and Rachel Bas Geula. They should all have bracha ben hatzlacha bechol maase yedehem. We are going to be learning a little bit about Parshas Lech Lecha, based on the Torah of Moriv Rabbi, Arav Yaakov Tov and Hamlik Shlita. It says in Perek Yud Zayin, Pesukim Gimel Tehei, Vayipol Avram Al Panav, Vayidaber Ito Elokim Lemor, Ani Yinei Brisi Itcha, Risa Lav Hamon Goyim, V'lo Goy Shemcha Avram, Ki V'yashimcha Avraham, Ki Av Hamon Goyim Nesaticha. So it's Pesuk says, Avram fell on his face, and Hashem spoke to him, saying, My covenant is with you, you will be a father for many nations. Your name will no longer be Avram, it will be Avraham, because you are an Av Hamon Goyim. So Avraham is an acronym of Av Hamon. Rashi, the father of many nations. Rashi says, Lashon Nutrikon Al Shemo, it's like an acronym for his name. Avraham, Av Hamon, Avham. What about the Reish? Reish, Ha'isav Abitchila, Shalaya Av El Aram, Shehumakomo, V'achshav Av Lechola Olam. And you also, the Reish remains. Because the Reish meant you're the father for Aram, which is the place of Avram, original place, and now you're the father of the whole world. V'afilu Reish, Ha'isav Abitchila, Zazim Mekomo. So this Reish remains. So you have Av Hamon Goyim. And you also have Avram, he's still the Av, he was originally the Av Aram, which is his place. So that Resh remains, so that's the Av Ra, and then Ham is the Hamon Goyim. Great. Pasuk says, Perek Yud Zayin, Pesukim Tesvav Tezayin, Vayomer Elokim al Avram, Sarai Shtechalos Kuret Shemai Sarai, Ki Sarashma, Uvirachti Osa, Begam Nasati Mimena, Lachabain, Uberachtia, Vahaisa Vagoyim, Malchei Amim, Mimena Yihiyu. Hashem says to Avram, Your wife Sarai is no longer Sarai, she's Sarah. I bless her and I give her from you a son. And I'll bless her, and there'll be great nations and kings of nations that come out from her. Rashi lo tekra shema Sarai, the mashma Sarai li v'lo l'acherim. Sarai is mashma, my master, and not others. And now her name is going to be Sarah. Mashma shete Sarah al hakol. She is going to be the Sarah, she's going to be like the master over everybody. In the Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and of Tezayin Amud Beis, it says, V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Arba Dvarim Makarim Gzardino Shel Adam. There are four things that rip up a person's Gzardin. Eluhain, Tztaka Tzaka Shinoi Hashem V'Shinoi Maisa. The four things that rip up a person's Gzardin are giving that he has an evil decree on him, are tztaka, crying out, tzaka, shinui Hashem, changing one's name, v'shinui maisa, changing one's deeds. Tztaka, like the pasuk says, v'tztaka tatzel mimaves. Tzaka, as it says, v'yitzaku el Hashem b'tzar lehem, u'mitzuka seim yotziyem. So tztaka saves from death. Tzaka, because it says that they cried out to Hashem when it was difficult for them, and he saved them from their anguish. That's Tzaka saves the free Gzardin. Shinui Hashem, Dechziv Sarai, Ishtachol Esekor Shema Sarai, Ki Sara Shema, Uksiv Rachti Osa Vagam, Nasata Mimena Lecha Bein. So you see that she ended up having a child when her name was changed. Shinui Maisa, we see by Yonah, Vayar Elokim es Maaseim, God saw their deeds, they changed their Maisim in Nineveh, and it says, Vayinochem Elokim al Ra, God regretted the evil, he changed his mind, and he didn't bring the evil upon them. Rashi, Shinui Maisa. What does it mean, Shinui Maisa? Shav Meira Aso. Returning from doing evil, doing tshuva. So in the memory of Yitzchak, he learns from the fact that Sarah gave birth after the change of her name. So from this you can see that Shinui Hashem is Makareh Gzardino Shel Adam. So that's Rav Yitzchak showing Shinui Hashem, you change someone's name, and you get the Kareh Gzardin, because Sarai wasn't supposed to have children, and now she has a child because her name is now Sarah. The problem is, Rav Yitzchak contradicts himself. Yevamos, Samach Dalet, it says, Amar Rav Yitzchak, b'nei avosenu akurim, why were our avos barren? And the answer is, because Hashem desires the tefillahs of tzaddikim. Rav Yitzchak says, Amar Rav Yitzchak, the same Rav Yitzchak that we have in our Gemara here in Rosh Hashanah. Why are tzaddikim's tefillahs considered like an asar, like some type of rake? This rake, this fork, overturns tefuah from place to place. So too, the tefillah of tzaddikim transforms the midas of Hashem from anger to rachmanis. Just like this rake is mahapich, overturns tvua from place to place, so to the tefillah of tzaddikim transforms the midas of Hashem from anger to rachmanis. Rashi says, what's an asar? Pele belaz. In Parashas Toldos, hopefully we will see in a shir then, that this pele, Rashi says, this asar is a pele. Pe lamed aleph, it's a French word. And it's a kli that brings grain from place to place. But it doesn't change the essence of the grain. And that's because according to Rav Yitzchak, the avos were fitting to give birth mitzad their merits and their madrega. And there was nothing preventing them, there was no gzeira. And the whole sibas ha'ikuv, the whole reason they were held back, was only because God wanted to hear their tefillahs. So this tefillah doesn't change the ratzon of Hashem kibiyachal. It's just a kli that brings it from one place to another. But it's not a shinui be'etzem hamatzav, just like a rake or a fork. It doesn't change the etzem tvua. It just brings it from place to place. But it's not really changing the essence of the tvua. So to this tefillah is not changing the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon. It's just bringing it from place to place, meaning it's just there was be'etzim they were supposed to give birth. Hashem wanted to hear their tefillahs, so he just shifted it. You know, since I heard your tefillahs, now you're going to give birth. It was a shift, it was a movement, but it wasn't that he had a different ratzon. There was no shinui be'etzim hamatzav. He wanted to give them children in the first place. So hopefully we'll discuss that in the future. But it's a teiman Rav Yitzchak here in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. How does he learn that Shinui Hashem is Mekareg Zardino Shel Adam from the fact that the names of Avram and Sarah were changed before they gave birth? He brings Sarah, her name was Sarai, now Sarah, then she had a child. Rav Yitzchak Lishitaso was that there was no Gzardin that they shouldn't give birth. And that they didn't have children until now was in order to hear their tefillahs. Where's the Gzar Din? Where do you see the Gzar Din over here? So again, the Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah says that Sarah gave birth according to Rav Yitzchak because her name was changed. But we see in Yevamos that the reason she didn't give birth was because Hashem wanted to hear their tefillahs. And these tefillahs didn't change his ratzon be'etzem. Mashmaus of the Gemara is just like the Aser, it doesn't change the essence of the Tur. It's the same Tur, it just moves from place to place. So too, HaKadosh, the Etzem, the others were supposed to have children. There wasn't a Gzar Din not to have children. He was just waiting for their tefillahs. So that contradicts the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the same Rav Yitzchak, who said that there was a change in his Gzar Din. Originally they weren't supposed to have, now they're supposed to have. In Yevamos, it's not like that. In Yevamos, they were supposed to have all along. Hashem was just waiting for their tefillahs. But not that there was a change, essentially. So that's Akasha, Bechorah, Stir, and Rav Yitzchak. So, we have to be Makdim Divrei Rashi ala Torah, Perek Tesvav, Pesukim Gimel and Hey, it says, Ve'omer Avram, Hein Lilo Nasat Zera, V'hine Ben Besi Yori Shosi, V'hine Diber Elav Hashem Elav Lemor, Lo Yerosh Chazeh, Ki Masher Yetzeh Mimeecha Hu Yerashecha, Ve'yotze Yeso Achutza, Ve'omer Habetna Hashemayma, Usfor HaKochavim, Im Tucha Lisbar Osam, Ve'omer Lo Ko Yezarecha. So it says that Hashem, Avram said to Hashem, you didn't give me seed, and my the person who lives in my house is going to, my servant is going to inherit me. Hashem speaks to him, he says, no, he's not going to. The one who comes out of your child is going to inherit you. Takes him outside, he says, look at the sky, count the stars, if you can count them, so is going to be your seed. Rashi, Ve'yotze etzeo achutza, Fipshuto otzio me'olo lera lachutz lera sakochavim. So Bepashtis, he took him out to see the stars. Ulufi Midrasha, but according to the Midrashic interpretation, he said, Stay me'at stagninus shalcha, Shereisa b'mazel l'sha'in chasid lahamid ben. Go out of your astrology. You see in your astrology you're not supposed to have a child. Avram is not supposed to have a child. Avraham is supposed to have a child. Sarai is not supposed to give birth. Sarah, Rashi says, is going to give birth. I'm going to give you a different name and you're going to have a different mazel. Beautiful. The Makor of Rashi, the Fima Jerusho, they say, comes from the Gemara. In Shabbos, 156a, 156b, Damer of Yehuda Marav, Minayin Shein Mazel Yisrael, Shenemar V'yotze Etzal Chutza, Amar Avram Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shalom, Nistakalti B'Tzdagninuna Sheli, Ve'eni Roy L'Holi Ben, Amar Leitzemi Etzdagninuna Shalcha, She'ein Mazel Yisrael, Mada Atech Dekai Tzedek B'Marav, Madarno Mekim Lei Memizrach, Vayna Dachsiv Meim Memizrach Tzedek Yikrei L'Raglav. The Gemara there says, Rav Yehuda says the name of Rav. How do you know that there's no mazel for the Jewish people? Because it says in the pasuk, "Vayotze oso achutza." He took him outside, and Avram said in front of Hashem, "Ribono shel Olam, I looked at my astrological sign, and I saw that I'm not fitting to have children." And Hashem said to him, no, go out of your atzdiknunas, go out of your astrology. There's no mazel, there's no astrology for the Jewish people. What do you think? That Tzedek, the star called Tzedek, is in the east, is in the west? I'll put it in the east. And that's what it says in the pasuk, Mehi or Mimizrach Tzedek, Yikrei L'Raglo, who woke up from the east, Tzedek, will be called because of him. Let's see, Rashi, Ein Mazel Yisrael, Da'idei Tefila V'Schus, Mishtana Mazal L'Tova. That if you have a Tefila and a Schus, then your Mazel will change for the good. Tzemi Yitztagninus, what's the Yitztagninus? Chochmas HaMazalos, go out of your Mazel. Tichsi V'Yotzi Yisrael Chutzah, go out of your Yitztagninus, go out of your Mazalos. You don't have Mazel, you don't have astrology. It's not the stars that are going to determine your future. The Kai Tzedek B'Marav. What's the significance of Tzedek being B'Marav, that star? So Rashi says, in the west, it's cold, and it's not fitting to give birth. Kach Matzasi Bashas, Rabbeinu Levi. So Rashi found that in the Shas of Rabbeinu Lehalevi. And then God moved it to the west, to the east, which is a hotter place. Tzedek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koro Lavi'o LeMizrach. Hashem called Tzedek to bring it to the east. L'raglo b'shvilo. That's what it means. Tzedek Yikreo L'raglo. He called it because of Avraham Avinu. He took Tzedek from the west to the east. Similar to this, we have in the Nedarim, Lamed Beis, Mor B'Kitzer. So we see in the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, that Be'emes Avraham Avinu was correct in his understanding of the Itztagninus. That Lefi Amazel, he wasn't right to be molded Yitzchak. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him that he's willing to do an ace to change the Metzias HaOlam and to take the stars from their normal path. So the star that's called Tzedek is going to go from the west to the east. And now that he's in the east, there's going to be a change in its koach, Lefi HaMakom. And now that that's Avraham Avinu's mazel is in the east, he can have children, and that's why he had Yitzchak. So Al Kopanim, it emerges that the sugya that darshins Vayotze Yitzchak Chutza, in the context of meaning Stemi Yitzchakinenuna Shelcha, go out of your astrology, which is what Rashi brings in his Perush Al Torah Lefi Midrasho, explains that the tikkun for the mazel of the Yitzchakinenus is Bederech Neis. It's changing its place. It's supposed to be in one place, and Hashem put it in a different place. And that's the miracle. So if so, it's a tema. Why did Rashi al-Torah say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avram, say me itztagninus shelcha, is that he in the future will change his name. Ani kore lechem shem acher v'yishtane hamazel. Right? Rashi says, "Ulufi Madrasha, Amar Leit Semei Tzdeginun Hashelcha, Sharisa B'Mazel Shein Chasid Lahamid Ben, Avram Ein Lo Ben, Aval Avram Yesh Lo Ben, Sarai Lo Teileit, Aval Sarah Teileit, Avram will not have a son, but Avraham will have a son. Sarai will not give birth, Sarah will give birth. Ani Kari Lechem Shem Acher, and give you a different name, V'Yeshtana Hamazel." So it's Mamish Pilei Plos. That Rashi in the Chumash says, you know why you're going to have a Shinui Mazel? Because I'm going to give you another name. The Gemara says that, you know what the Shinui Mazel is? When you're Tzei Me'et Stagninus, I'm going to move Mizrach. I'm going to move that star to the east. So what Rashi really did here is Rashi put two sugyas together. Rashi took this sugya of Tzemi Itztagninus Shelcha, go out of your astrology, the Gemara Masechah Shabbos in Nedarim, and he cut off the end. He didn't bring the part about Hashem moving the star from west to east, and instead he was Mitzarev the sugya in Rosh Hashanah that says that their name was changed, and that's why he was zochah to have children, because of the name change, Shinui Hashem. Sarai Shtecholo Tekor Shema Yisra Sarai Kisara Shema, and then in the end you're going to have a child. So Rashi did something really weird here. In Rosh Hashanah it's all about the Shinui Hashem, not go out of your Itztagninus. And Rashi says, no, it means go out of your Itztagninus together with the Shinui Hashem. So if you're in the Instagnino sugya, that's the Gemara in Shabbos, and that's where Hashem moved the star. And if you're in the Shinui Hashem sugya, that's in Rosh Hashanah, there's no star moving. So this is a pel of a hafle. So we have to say that Rashi understood that Rav Yitzchak in our sugya legabe Shinui Hashem mekareg zardino shel Adam is coming bekitzer. Because it's part of a mimer of four things that change the Gzar Din. But we're supposed to understand from Rav Yitzchak that he's coming to argue with Rav Yehuda Merav in explaining the Mesaras of Chazal. Because according to this Mesaras, Vayotze Otso Achutza means Tzei Mi'itztagninus Shelcha. And on this Rav Yitzchak says that the Yitzia from its Itztagninus wasn't done through the Nes of Aficha Sidre Olam, but rather the Shinui Hashem. That's the Tzemi Itztagninus. You're going to have a different name, V'yishtana HaMazel. So Rav Yudah Amar Rav said the star moved in Shabbos. And the Heilige Rav Yitzchak says, no. You know what the Tzemi Itztagninus Shelcha is? Your name is going to change. And then V'yishtana HaMazel. And then your mazel is also going to change. And that's how Rashi learns in Chumash. And in this way, Rav Yitzchak can say that on one hand, the Banim were already prepared to come to Avraham and Sarah. And why weren't they coming? Because God wanted to hear their tefillos. They were supposed to have children, but like we saw in the Gemara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires tefillah of tzaddikim, that Rav Yitzchak, and that's why they didn't yet have children. Gemara Yevamos and Samech Dalet, the reason they didn't have children is because Hashem was waiting. Hashem was waiting for their tefillahs. How does that fit in with the Tzemi Itztagninus? Remember, we're trying to put all the Rav Yitzchaks together. On one hand, Rav Yitzchak said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Etzem, intended to give them children. He was just waiting for their tefillahs. On the other hand, he says, Tzemi Itztagninus Shelcha. Go out of your Itztagninus. And that was done according to Rashi, as he understood Rav Yitzchak, by changing your name. So you see that the sugya in Shabbos and Adarim is not the makor of Rashi. The makor of Rashi is really the sugya in Rosh Hashanah, Bedas Rav Yitzchak. And all Rashi took from the sugyas in Shabbos and Nedarim is that Vayotze Yetzeh Achutza means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avram out of his Itztagninus. But he did that according to Rashi according to Rav Yitzchak, as he learns Rashi, by changing the name. So Rav Yitzchak, according to Rashi, wasn't coming to increase the action of the Shinui HaMazel, but to diminish it. That according to Rav Yudah Amar Rav, this Mamash Anes, Kadosh Baruch Hu moved the star of Tzedek from east from west to east. And according to Rav Yitzchak, there is just Shinui Hashem, so it's not as big a deal. And the mazel is totally in the shame. And it changes automatically, B'derech Memela, because with this new name, you're now Roy Laholit. So that's how Rav Yitzchak brings everything together. That according to Rav Yitzchak, we didn't need such a huge nes over here. All you need is a Shinui Hashem. A Shinui Hashem is not such a big deal. But a Shinui Hashem changes the mazel. So really what was going on here was that all along Avram, according to Rav Yitzchak, was supposed to have children. The only thing is that he needed to change his name. Changing his name is going to change the mazel. But Be'etzem, he was supposed to have children. He didn't need a nes, like according to Rav Yudah Amar Rav in Shabbos, to have children. All he needed was a little thing like Shinui Hashem. What's Shinui Hashem? You go to the Torah, you make a Mishaberach, you have a new name, Shalom Al Yisrael. Here you didn't make a Mishaberach, Hashem changed his name. So they were supposed to have children. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it difficult because he wanted them to daven. Is Misava Kadosh Baruch Hu Tfilas Mishal Tzadikim. And therefore, Rav Yitzchak is not ready to accept that it's impossible to have Avram to have children without moving a star. Because that means that Be'etzem is not supposed to have children, and therefore you need Shinui Ma'ase Bereishis. If essentially, inherently, there's a gzeira that Avram's not supposed to have children, then you're going to need a very big fundamental change in creation in order to give him children. But Rav Yitzchak didn't hold like that. Rav Yitzchak explained that they were supposed to have children all along. The only thing was that these children were under the names of, they were listed in the tabu. You know, they have where they list who owns the houses. They were listed under the names of Avram and Sarah. Like Rashi says, say me itztagninu shelcha. Go out of your mazel. Avram ein lo ben. The mazel of Avram doesn't have a son, but Avram does. Sarai doesn't have a child. Sarah does. So I'm just going to change. You're going to have a different mazel. So all along there were supposed to be children. Children were waiting for Avram and Sarah. And you need, and so why in the meantime were there no children? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was misavel the Tfilas Mishal Tzadikim. And then once he got the Tfilas Mishal Tzadikim, so now Avram and Sarah changed their names, and now they have their new mazel, and those two things together, and they can have children. But it wasn't that bad, and they weren't supposed to have kids. Again, like this Aser, like this Reik, which just doesn't change the Tavua Be'etzem, it just moves it from place to place. So you just need a little bit of a shift. So just wait for the tefillas, and then you're going to have children. Say mi itztagninu shelcha. Go out of your astrology, go to a different mazel, and then boom, you have children. Because I got your tefillas. But it wasn't like, according to Yudam HaRav, that Be'etzin, they weren't supposed to have children, or is it Shinu and Ma'ase Bereishis? So now we also understand that Rav Yitzchak says that changing a name is Mishana Gzardino. It changes the Gzardin. Arba Dvar Makarim Gzardino Shel Adam. And one of them is Shinui Hashem. But this same Rav Yitzchak holds that there wasn't a Gzardin at all. Because he holds that they could have given birth all along. Hashem was just waiting for their tefillas. And once he was waiting for their tefillas, then he said, all right, now get a new name, you shift your name, you shift your mazel, and then you're going to have children. But they weren't ripping up gzardins. So how does that teach us that it rips up a gzardin of a person? So Rav Yitzchak learned a chiddush. He said, just like by Avram and Sarah, that their Shinui Hashem. You're right, there was no gzardin against them. But their Shinui Hashem enabled them to have children. When they switch their mazel, it changes your mazel. That's what it did for Avram and Sarah. It changed their mazel. Because that's the way Rav Yitzchak learned. Say me, it's Tagninu Shelcha, according to Rashi. Then now you guys have a new mazel. That's what the Shinui Hashem does. So too, if there's a Gzardin, it'll also rip up the Gzardin. So in Achinami, according to Rav Yitzchak, there was never a Gzardin. Like we see from the Gemara in Yevamos. It's like this rake, so it doesn't. There was no gzardin to start with. It just Hashem is mesavet tefilas and shel tzadikim. And now there was just a shift. Now he got the tefilas, and now they changed their mazel, and they can have children. But what about the gzardin? Where was the gzardin? There was no gzardin in Avram and Sarah according to Rav Yitzchak. You didn't need a change in creation. So it's teaching us that their Shinui Hashem changed their mazel. And our Shinui Hashem can change our Gzardin. And that's what he learns from Avram and Sarah. So this is something that we definitely would like to go more into. A very fascinating subject. About the Mazalos and the Instagninos and Say and a lot of very, very interesting things. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us life. And hopefully we will discuss this more in the future. B'li Neder, I hope very much. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Thank you.